two boys going in the cafe to drink now, to get them lunch, I mean. They two boys in town one day, and they was about 20, two years old. And one of them told us, let's go down here to the cafe and eat something. No, man, it costs too much. Let's wait till I get back home. Oh, no, come on, let's go down there and eat. It won't cost too much. Come on, let's go. He kept on insisting. Went on down there and eat something. Hard to eat. Sat down there and ordered what they wanted. And the waitress come there and set them down. Plate went on back. And this boy that tried to get the other one to go with him, he motioned for the waitress to come back there. And she come back and said, what's the trouble? He said, look there in my plate. And there was a fly in the plate. Oh. She said, oh, that's something now. He said, we can't eat that. And she said, yeah, I tell you what you do now. Y'all just go on, don't say nothing about it. I'll take, that's something we can't help. I'll take that back. And I'll bring you two more plates and it won't cost you one penny. Well, all right. She carried on back, brought them two more. Went ahead and eat them. Stayed around there all the evening then. Went around and kept. Along about, just about sundown, this same boy told us, come on, let's go. We'll go on to that cafe and eat supper before we go. Oh, no. Come on, let's go, brother. Come on, so kept on insisting. Jackie said, this other boy, oh, it'll cost too much. He said, come on, we'll go. I still got another fly in my pocket.
He was that fly in there.
He was thinking how to get it for free lunch, didn't he?
He had another fly.
Does someone else come up with stuff like that?
I wouldn't have thought about that.
I guess, you ever seen the people that drink a coffee without anything?
Yeah.
Say they drink it how? They drink it?
I used to never put it.
I've drank it that way, but I've got what I call it coffee mate now.
What do you call it when a person doesn't put either cream or sugar or anything
it's
in his
coffee? It's just black coffee. Straight coffee, I read.
Oh, we're talking about children a while ago and everything. If a boy got the same looks as his father, you say the boy does what he, if he looks like his father, if he has the same looks, you say he does what he kind of what?
Resembles him, a lot of folks would say, you know.
Richie's just like his daddy.
Oh.
And,
if they kind of don't, you know, you've seen the kids where they won't really look like the father, but they'll just kind of act the same way, got the same actions and so forth, you say he does what he,
Well,
he still say he resembles him, or?
Well,
a lot of folks just for them, if there's a boy out there that just sure enough favors his daddy, they'll say, he sure does daddy himself, don't he? I've heard him make that expression.
Rich is just like his daddy, and Randy's like his mother's people. He looks like her people. Yeah. Well, they got different ways. Richie's got ways just like her people, and Randy's got ways like Dickie.
You know, if your child got the same name that you have, you say you name the child how you name him. If your boy's got the same name that you have, you say that you name the child how you named him. Say I named him.
He's Junior.
You
named it for you.
Yeah. Now, Dickie's got his daddy's name, and he's Richie.
Everybody used to call me Dickie when I was growing up.
What they used to call you. Richie's got, he's the third, because he's got.
I am too.
Well, he's the third. He's got the same name too, so it's third.
So you're actually a junior yourself?
Yeah.
And let's see, you say you know you're in town and you see someone you hadn't seen in a while. You say, well, this morning in town I ran. You tell somebody this morning I ran how I ran.
Come in contact with so and so, running into